Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
And opening up our journal here on a Tuesday, and our new normal is upon us, huh? As Indiana Athletics begins its restart, football front and center these next 2 days, what with testing. The student athletes in great, great hands medically, as Vice President, Director of Athletics Fred Glass was telling us on the Indiana Insider.
I think our path forward is we put the medicine first, all driven by what the docs say. And we're super lucky that we probably have the guy I'd want out of anybody in the world, literally, in Larry Rink, you know, our men's basketball team physician. He's an international expert on dealing with these infectious disease issues in the context of sports. He's consulted with for Olympics and international competitions. Andy Hipskin, our chief medical officer, is outstanding, bringing our kids back. They're starting voluntary activities. Social distancing rules apply, protocols, testing, screening. We can't take all the risk out of it. There is risk in it. But what we can do is have the absolute best doctors give us the absolute best protocols, and then we absolutely follow them to a T. And that's what we're going to do.
Vice President, Director of Athletics, Fred Glass. So we begin chapter one. Our thought for the day, seek to understand before being understood. Have yourself a good one. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, the news came Monday morning heralding the opening of the foul course at IU next Monday. In anticipation of the course's opening, the general public will be able to, well, reserve tee time starting Thursday of this week. Indiana has launched the course's official website. Get to know this, write it down, post it, thefoulcourse.com. It's got everything you need right there. All you need to know, designed, of course, by highly acclaimed architect Steve Smyers and Fuzzy Zeller, the two-time major winner. They did it right. Zoysia Fairways, 147 bunkers. The course features six tee options that, well, ranges from nearly 4,600 to 7,908 yards, playing to a par 71. And the George Thomas Family Clubhouse. That is a sight to see. Excellent. Very well done. COVID-19 guidelines, social distancing protocols, our new normal, will be in compliance with university set guidelines. By the way, head men's coach Mike Mayer and women's head coach Clint Wallman will be a part of our special Fairways and Greens on Wednesday. A foul course at Indiana U, up and running next Monday. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.